With Hosni Mubarak out of power, Egyptian elections are scheduled for now in September, with the hopes of ushering in a new era of democratic change. There are many candidates vying for the chance to be Egypt's next president, including our next guest. Bathina Kamel works as a television anchor in Egypt. She's the first and only woman so far to be running for president. I spoke with her yesterday and explained that sometimes here in the U.S., candidates run not necessarily to win, but to make a statement. And I asked if she felt she has a good chance to win the election in Egypt, or if it's simply important to have a female candidate in the race.
We are, Celeste, in a revolution in Egypt. And we must work a lot for justice and many things. And for women, not for women only, for Copts, for Nubian, for Bedouin, for special needs or handicaps, for all the minorities in our countries. And in the same time, we are in a phase very important in Egypt. Then why not? I can win.
Bathina Kamel is the first and only woman who's announced her candidacy for the upcoming presidential elections. You're running as an independent. You don't have a major party behind you. How are you moving forward with your campaign?
We haven't parties until now in Egypt. The old parties, people can't respect or can't believe in those parties. And we try to rebuild our political life in Egypt. But maybe I can choose a party. But until now, I prefer running as an independent. And you know, Celeste, the position here in Egypt is very vague. We don't know until now when will be the election. At the end of this year or in 2012, and we try for a new Egypt by continuing our revolution and rebuilding our country. We have a lot of homework in our country.
You're talking about the fact that the elections may be postponed. In fact, the acting prime minister there has said he supports the idea of postponing them past the September deadline. His reasoning is that because, as you said, there weren't any opposition parties there in Egypt, that it's simply going to take longer to get them organized. So will extra time help you?
Because I can't wait for the election. We must work from now for Egypt. And that's very important. After 30 years with dictatorship, I expect a lot. And in the same time, I don't expect anything.
You know, you mentioned the Coptic Christians among your list of groups that need to be protected there. You're Muslim, but you've made it a point of speaking out for Coptic Christians as a minority that, again, needs the protection of the government. I'm wondering if you see religion beginning to play a larger role in politics there, perhaps a larger role than some of the revolutionaries intended.
I am against to confuse between religion and politics. And that's very important. And our revolution, the slogan is civil society, not an army society, not a religion society. But in the same time, frankly, I am with the minorities in this country. If we support all the minorities in our country, we will discover you can support all the world.
Do you have a campaign slogan yet, Bathina?
Yes, my slogan is bread, freedom, and human dignity, like the slogan of 25th of January.
And how do you say those in your native tongue?
Aish Hurriya Karama Insaniya.
Bathina Kamel, the first and only woman to announce her candidacy for president of Egypt.
So how do you gauge the plausibility of such a candidacy? Well, we wanted to speak with someone maybe who can't vote in Egypt, but who has family back in Cairo who might be voting in the election this fall. We're joined by Nancy Youssef, who's been on the show a number of times during the uprisings in Egypt. Nancy is an Egyptian-American and a professor of English literature at the City University of New York, Baruch. Nancy, in Cairo, what would we say? Izaic, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Well, what do you think of that campaign slogan, Aish Hodiya Karuma Insini?
I think what's wonderful about it is it's, you know, it's not so much a campaign slogan as a, you know, a sort of ongoing reminder of what the sort of unifying principles of the revolution in January were. And I thought it was interesting that she said she can't really look concretely towards the election. You know, she's engaging in a, or she can't wait for the elections, right, to continue to act in a political process.
So it's being a part of the process that's part of her excitement. Can you imagine members of your own family actually voting for her, or conversations among your family about whether this is a good idea, whether it's just symbolic? Give me a sense of what your phone conversations might be like over the next few months.
Well, I can imagine that some of the you know, some of the older men will sort of chuckle about this, but there would be you know, there would be a lively conversation about defending the idea that a woman could occupy this this highest position. It's not actually unimaginable, because women in Egypt, many of them are well educated. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're business people, they're judges.
Well, and you've got Benazir Bhutto in Pakistan, and you've got Golda Meir in Israel. Not that that's necessarily a completely analogous situation, but it's not unheard of.
Yeah, it's not unheard of, but it's also in the different Arab countries. You know, you'd have to understand that there would be it's a different leap of imagination.
Indeed.
In each of these countries. And something, you know, something that I don't think we quite realize about Egypt is that women's status in society has rather degraded, you know, since the late 60s and early 70s. I think women had a good deal more civic freedom and a good deal more respect as citizens in civil society in the 60s and 70s than they do now, for a number of reasons.
Well, then, before we go, Nancy, what do you think would be a good outcome for Bethina Gamel, and how should we watch this campaign going forward?
A good outcome would be that, you know, as they organize for debates and things like that, that she remains fully in the conversation, and that her campaign is not exclusively identified as the woman's campaign, but rather this is the woman that stands for minority rights.
Right.
Would be the good outcome.
I like her slogan. I mean, it perhaps constitutes a money blurt for the Egyptian campaign for a presidency in Egypt. Bethina Gamel is the candidate, and we talked and got reaction from Nancy Youssef, who's an Egyptian-American and professor of English literature at the City University of New York, Baruch, with a few votes back there in Cairo. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.